From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Bedia reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's Ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko is this month's council president.
As you know, Security Council approved the press statement on ballistic missile launch by DPRK on 11 February 2017, which inter alia emphasizes the importance of full compliance with the relevant Security Council resolutions, as well as working to reduce the tensions in Korean Peninsula and beyond. During the consultations, members of Security Council were unanimous in condemning the recent ballistic missile launch conducted by Pyongyang.
At a White House news conference Monday, President Donald Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with the matter strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range type, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The North has boasted it's in the final stage of preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, but has yet to test one. The U.S. Defense Department condemned the test, repeated that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself against a ballistic missile attack. A Kenyan judge has ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike now more than 2 months old over pay and working conditions in public hospitals. The union demands a pay raise of up to 180%, a review of working conditions, job structures, promotions, and understaffing. The government says it can only afford a 40% hike. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. will likely only make minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada.
We'll be tweaking it. We'll be doing certain things that are going to benefit both of our countries. It's a much less severe situation than what's taken place on the southern border. On the southern border, for many, many years, the transaction was not fair to the United States.
Mr. Trump, who said the U.S. has a very outstanding trade relationship with Ottawa, spoke alongside Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who visited the White House Monday for the first time since Mr. Trump's January 20th inauguration. Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to its southern neighbor. Mr. Trudeau said they discussed security and immigration matters and insisted Canada will remain open.
Keeping Canadians safe is one of the fundamental responsibilities of any government, and that's certainly something that we're very much focused on. At the same time, we continue to pursue our policies of openness.
He said while the two countries at times differ in approaches, they've always done so firmly and respectfully. The U.S. Senate Monday confirmed President Trump's nominee to be Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The vote 53-47. The former Goldman Sachs executive faces a host of challenges, including tax reform, economic ties with China, trade deal renegotiation, and the looming March 15 federal debt ceiling. Human Rights Watch Monday accused Syria of using banned chlorine bombs on Aleppo at least 8 times last year. Akshaya Kumar is the group's deputy UN director.
This is a large number of attacks in a relatively short period of time. The research period that we're looking at is actually less than 1 month, and yet we were able to confirm 8 attacks. And as Joe mentioned, there were at least 4 other reported use of chlorine during that period.
The government has repeatedly denied ever using chemical weapons in its nearly 6-year war against rebels. Authorities in Northern California are racing to make repairs to a crumbling overflow channel ahead of new storms in the forecast. Tens of thousands of local residents have been evacuated near the Lake Oroville Dam, the nation's largest. Corey Honea is the sheriff of Butte County.
The fact that we were monitoring it closely allowed us to respond very quickly when that was the appropriate thing to do.
The evacuations came after authorities saw an overflow channel appear to be in danger of collapse that would send a wall of water into the Feather River Valley. A bus carrying Taiwanese tourists overturned Monday, killing 32. Police say the bus was carrying 44 people. Officials say 12 are being treated for injuries. Authorities say they're trying to determine the cause of the accident. Speeding has not been ruled out. New records set Monday on Wall Street with the benchmark Dow Jones average closing at 20,412. Some analysts attributed the climb to comments last week by President Trump on tax reform. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.